This is the Michigan Ag Industry Update on Brownfield. I'm Nicole Heslop. Today's report brought to you by the Michigan Milk Producers Association. The Great Lakes Regional Dairy Conference is offering communications training to youth in agriculture. To learn more, we're joined by Alex Knobelrock with MMPA. Alex, can you tell us more background on this conference?
Of course, we're really excited to offer an Engage Young Leaders communications training through the Center for Food Integrity. Basically, we're bringing in high school and college students interested in communicating the real story of agriculture to consumers for a one-day training in Lansing to learn how to answer consumer questions about ag, to practice some communication techniques and mock interviews and role plays, talk about blogs and social media, and then also how to address those hot topics face-to-face. So really giving these students some tangible hands-on skills that they can use no matter what profession they go into as they're bridging the gap between producers and consumers.
This effort was started on the dairy side. How has it expanded to open up to more students in agriculture?
Yeah, since we had so many seats available, we first offered it to our dairy ambassadors, and we have a great contingent of dairy ambassadors who will be there. We opened it up to the MSU Dairy Club, and since we still have seats to fill, we've opened it up to actually all students in the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, as well as high schoolers in the 4-H program. So we've really received a lot more sign-ups and a lot of students that are interested, and we're excited to provide the training for a broad base of students going into all different fields so they can have a better handle and a better experience when it comes to interacting with consumers in a way that registers with them.
How important is it for students to have some type of formal training when they get out talking to the public?
I think it's huge, and I think that's something that we've really heard is a huge need from students. They want to advocate. They want to share their stories, but they don't know how to do it in the best way possible, and we're very passionate people. We're very scientific-based people, so it's very easy for us to throw lots and lots of facts at people, and so this training is really all about catering our messages to what consumers want to hear, and so I think it's incredibly important for these young people that are such positive, passionate faces of agriculture who are online and can really meet these consumers where they are.
Moving forward after this training, how will these students be going out into the communities, and will they have that opportunity to tell their stories?
Of course, we're definitely going to be following up with all these students to encourage them to post to the Michigan Ag Council blog and also get involved on social media. There'll be some follow-up challenges to ensure that they're using this information in tangible ways to spread the message on MSU's campus and far beyond.
On the dairy side, are there particular messages that students are really hoping to help communicate about?
Well, I think everybody knows that animal welfare is a huge concern right now, and that's something that the trainers will definitely be focusing on. In addition, a lot of people are having trouble articulating what is a GMO, definitely a hot topic, and some ways to actually explain what a GMO is and why it's used without getting too deep into the science. So I think those are two of the areas we're really focusing on, in addition to sustainability and all those other hot topics that consumers are asking about. We think that this is a great investment in our youth and a great way to promote ag and get more students telling their stories and spreading the word.
Again, Alex Knobelrock with MMPA. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Nicole Heslop on Brownfield.